morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, March 15th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, tech, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 52 years ago today, in 1972, The Godfather, an epic drama about organized crime, premiered to universal acclaim. The Academy Award-winning film was directed by Francis Ford Coppola and starred Al Pacino and Marlon Brando. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. In the Boston area, this morning it's raining and feels like 38 degrees with 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:51 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:53. It looks like we're in for a chance of showers, mainly between 11 a.m. and noon, and it will be cloudy with a high near 51 and wind of 8 to 13 mile per hour. Chance of rain is 30%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 38. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be around 10 a.m. with a high tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 42 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday is mostly sunny with a high of 54 and low of 42. Sunday offers a 50% chance of showers with a high of 56 degrees and some wind. Monday is sunny again with a high of 48. And as of now, Tuesday is looking similar, but with some strong wind likely. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Osterville Village Library in Barnstable has introduced an innovative way to borrow books and other media, a library vending machine named AutoLend Library. Similar to a Redbox kiosk, it allows users to select from 250 items, including a variety of books and DVDs, through an interactive screen. The machine, which will soon accept material requests, offers 24/7 access, catering to those with varying schedules or preferences for technology interaction. This service is available not only to Barnstable residents, but also to anyone with a CLAMS Library Consortium card, emphasizing the library's commitment to accessibility and literacy. Now on to sports. The Los Angeles Chargers have traded their longest tenured player, wide receiver Keenan Allen, to the Chicago Bears for a fourth-round pick. This move is part of the Chargers' strategy to manage their salary cap, having been over by $25 million earlier in the week. Allen, who was approached to take a pay cut but refused, leased the Chargers after 11 seasons, during which he became the franchise's all-time leading wide receiver in yards and catches. His departure, along with other key players, signals a significant change for the Chargers' offense and quarterback Justin Herbert, who loses his most reliable target. Allen's achievements include 6 Pro Bowl selections and 5 seasons with over 1,000 yards and 100 receptions. Last night in the NBA, the Celtics, playing at home, beat the Suns 127-112. Apparently, they lost the lights there for a few minutes, but they made it through. The Seas don't play again until Sunday, when they're on the road to take on the Wizards. Tonight, in national hockey, the Bruins played another overtime game and beat the Canadiens 2-1. The bees skate again on Saturday when they return home to play the Flyers. In top news, a groundbreaking experiment on the International Space Station has yielded miso paste, marking a new era for food fermentation in space. This space-made miso, developed by Joshua Evans and his team, showcases a unique flavor profile compared to its Earth-fermented counterparts, potentially enhancing the culinary experience for astronauts on lengthy missions. The experiment, which tested the impact of space's unique conditions on fermentation, found significant differences in taste, aroma, and color in the space-fermented miso, suggesting a faster fermentation process. This venture into space fermentation not only paves the way for more varied astronaut diets, but also opens discussions on the role of gravity in fermentation processes. In business news, Adobe's shares fell by up to 11% after the company issued its fiscal first quarter results, which, despite showing strong performance, included a lower-than-expected revenue forecast for the upcoming quarter. The software giant reported an 11% year-over-year revenue growth, but saw its net income decrease significantly from the previous year. They also canceled its $20 billion acquisition of Figma, paying a $1 billion termination fee. Oof. Amid these developments, they unveiled an early version of an AI assistant for its apps and discussed collaboration with OpenAI on Sora, a tool for generating video from text descriptions. For the next quarter, Adobe predicts earnings that slightly miss analyst expectations, attributing future growth to new product enhancements and AI offerings. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now $68,000. Ethereum is at $3,700. And Solana is $175. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Microsoft's Copilot, now enhanced with GPT-4 Turbo, offers users significant upgrades without any cost. This version surpasses GPT-4 with a more recent knowledge base updated to April 2023 and the ability to process about 300 pages of text in a single prompt due to a larger context window, and improvements in responsiveness, addressing previous issues of laziness. These enhancements are part of Microsoft's strategy to keep the free tier appealing, while rumors suggest a new GPT 4.5 Turbo model might be introduced for the paid tier. And in entertainment news, The Fall Guy, directed by David Leitch and starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, has broken the Guinness World Record for car rolling previously held by Casino Royale. In an homage to stunt performers, the film features a stunt where the car completes 8.5 cannon rolls, surpassing James Bond 7. The stunt was performed by Logan Holliday, who also appears in the film, highlighting the often overlooked contributions of stunt performers in Hollywood. I can't wait for that one to come out. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, in honor of the weekend, let's check out a great scene from one of our favorite movies, Office Space.
Hello, Peter. What's happening? I'm gonna need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay? Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay? We lost some people this week, and we need to sort of play catch up. Thanks.
Don't worry, we aren't gonna need you to come in. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you soon.
Okay.